Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
The certainty of eternal light. Even though Jesus explicitly told his followers about his crucifixion, it was clear on that Friday on Golgotha that they didn't fully grasp what was going on. We see the same thing in Heman's maskil of Psalm chapter 88. The faint hope that his Savior would rescue him from death, but still not fully grasping what was happening. Just as Jesus cried out, "It is finished," and his disciples thought the darkness had fallen, Heman ends his psalm with, "You have taken my companions and loved ones from me. The darkness is my closest friend." Psalm chapter 88, verse 18. There is the reality of darkness in this world, but it is only temporary darkness. This is why I entitled our look at Psalm chapter 88 as the reality of temporary darkness, because in the second part of this couplet of maskil psalms, Ethan moves right into the light of Resurrection Sunday. "I will sing of the Lord's great love forever." Psalm chapter 89, verse 1. Consider this Good Friday to Resurrection Sunday thought from Jesus. "In the world, you will have trouble, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." John chapter 16, verse 33. This tells us of both the temporary darkness and the conquering light. But also notice that Jesus said our peace would come from knowing that both darkness and light are realities. "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace." Whether we are in temporary darkness or looking forward to the eternal light, our peace is only found in Jesus. When the followers of Jesus came to his tomb on Sunday morning, the angels asked them a penetrating question. "Why are you looking for a living person in a place where there are dead people?" Then they began to stimulate their memory to get them to recall Christ's words. Finally, we read, "Then they remembered." Luke chapter 24, verses 5 through 8. Then they had to choose to obey the word of God. Ethan recalls God's words and uses his will three times in the opening two verses. The disciples could also bank on Christ's words, just as Ethan chose to bank on Jehovah's words. The central part of Psalm chapter 89 is God speaking. Check out his assurance in the "I will" statements within the quotation marks in verses 19 through 37. Then we are called to Selah to let that soak in. Notice what radiates out from this foundational assurance. Ethan uses the pronouns "you" and "your" 20 times in reference to God to assure us that God is in sovereign control, verses 8 through 14. Then he tells us of the blessings of God's favor on our obedience to his word, verses 15 through 18. On the other side of the central quotation from God, Ethan again uses the pronouns "you" and "your" 13 times in verses 38 to 45. But then he tells us of the blessing of God's discipline on our disobedience. Radiating out further, Ethan asks seven questions, much like his brother did in Psalm chapter 88, in verses 5 through 8 and 46 through 48. Finally, we see the psalm both opening and closing with praising God as we remember his covenant word, verses 1 through 4 and verses 49 through 52. Remember we said the darkness cannot prevail. The darkness is temporary, Romans chapter 8, verse 18. But Ethan repeatedly reminds us of God's foreverness in verses 1, 2, 4, 29, and 52. The Selah after verse 4 is to pause in wonder at God's words and break into rejoicing. The Selah after verse 37 is again to pause after remembering God's covenant and to reflect on our own obedience or disobedience. The Selah after verse 45 is a pause to mourn and repent from our disobedience. The Selah after verse 48 is to pause to reflect on the forgiveness purchased on Calvary and the eternal light and life that brought. Finally, verse 52 hearkens us back to verse 1 as the praise is restored and the cycle begins all over again. In fact, the praise of God's light continues forever. Heman and Ethan both remind us of this important truth. My dark days are meant to get my attention. Are they dark because I live in an evil world or because I have sinned? In either case, my only remedy is to rely on God's covenant promise fulfilled in the death and resurrection of Jesus. If you've missed any of the other messages in our Selah series, I've shared links to all of those messages in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.